flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes these owners don't know what they want to do until they're told this is what you should be doing. And even then, sometimes they don't make the decision. So we've been wondering why Trent Baalke, who's been in Jacksonville for a long time and the orchestrator of absolutely nothing, why he continued to have his general manager's job, yet they continued to change coaches. Now, look, it wasn't Trent Baalke's fault that Urban Meyer came in there and acted like an idiot. But he was there before Urban Meyer, and he was there after, and they have fired coaches since. And it just came down that he is now out as the general manager of the Jags. Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, saying, we came to a mutual decision. It's in our best interest to part ways. Mike, we just talked about this yesterday, and you brought this up later in the show. Leon Cohen, the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, was the front runner. And then today we find out that he turned the job down to basically go back to the Bucs and become one of the highest paid OCs in the NFL. And I guess that ticked off Shad Khan, saying, why can't we get the guy that we want? And you know what? You're not doing your job, Trent Baalke, and so I'm going to fire you. I don't know, but this to me is well overdue.
See, this is where you get into it, and you wonder. I always in these arguments with people. I say, you know, the NFL's incompetent. Look at the officiating. They won't spend more money to dedicate it. And guys, how could you say the NFL's incompetent? I go, because they got incompetent billionaires. They're billionaires, Carl, who are really good. In the case of Shad Khan, making bumpers for cars and fabricating stuff and becoming a billionaire with that. Owning football teams he knows nothing about. You know, he knows how to market. His son knows about wrestling. But when it comes to the NFL, he's an idiot. That's just fair where it's at. Nobody wanted Trent Baalke around. Everybody was saying, how's he keeping him? Hell, Carl, we talked about it a few weeks ago. He even had a video, I think it was on Jacksonville TV, on a split screen, where somebody asked him the question, what if a coach came in and wanted to work and had an idea with another guy in the personnel department? He goes, yes, we would entertain that idea. And Balky's like right next to him on the split screen, and he's looking at it like, what? I'm right here, sir. I'm right here. So you just have some guys that just don't know what they're doing. And Shad Khan would be one of those guys. So mazel tov, and not sure who the new guy is going to be as GM, but I mean, and I don't know if people are either scared of, they don't believe in Trevor Lawrence, or they don't believe in Baalke, or all of the above.
Yeah, because look, shouldn't that be one of the most attractive jobs in the NFL? Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall pick. We know about his arm talent. I don't care about what he did at Clemson. I'm just saying, like, if you're looking around the league, the Jags' job is way more attractive than the Raiders' job. In some people's eyes, it was more attractive than the Jets' job. Like, There's something right there. You've got that piece that you absolutely need, and yet they can't find a guy. And I think it had to do with what Trent Baalke was saying and talking about and his image around the league. I'm sorry. And Mike, listen, this stuff follows you, man. I mean, if you've been a jerk somewhere else, 49ers, you've been a jerk and you've done things, that stuff follows you. And I think now it's finally caught up with him. I'm not telling you Baalke's not going to work in the league again, but I also right think, like, the owner was almost blind to it. And like, okay, well, what do we need to do? Because, guys, this wasn't his business. He's not Arthur Blank, who's been in this now 30 years and has owned a team. He is fairly a new owner who is trying to figure this out. So, yeah, I just – that's one of those deals, and everybody's like, if you're listening to us right now, you're going, man, you guys are going in on this, because this is the kind of stuff that Mike and I talk about all the time, and we say, hey, some of these owners don't get it.
They just don't. And that's, you know, as I said, you can be successful in some areas. And for instance, no one's going to ask you or me to do any brain surgery anytime soon, Carl, you know, or prepare someone's taxes. Okay. We talk on the radio. That's our sweet spot. You know, Shad Khan, as I said, really good at, you know, finding ways to get bumpers and make stuff for cars, you know, NFL ownership. He's just like Tepper. Tepper's a genius on Wall Street, yes, comes in with his monster ego and doesn't have time to let things germinate, blows things up, alienates everybody from, you know, basically, how do you screw up as an NFL owner? Counties literally bending over backwards to give you free real estate, and he still found a way to screw that up. So it is amazing. You wonder how these guys, aside, you know, the guys who inherited the team from their dad, we know what that is, but some of these other guys, you wonder how they ever got to be billionaires.
Yeah. All right, you guys can hit us up. That news just breaking. And as we said, look, this is that time, like, between now and the championship games and then the Super Bowl. And the NFL doesn't want stuff to take away from the game. They won't allow this news, these kinds of stories, once we get to Super Bowl week, because that's what they want everybody focused on. But, Mike, we're going to see more of this kind of stuff where coaches are hired, we'll shake our heads, or general managers being hired. I think there are three general manager jobs now. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. So this makes four GM jobs open. Is that right in the league?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So now all of a sudden, I think we had six coaches or seven, and now there are four general managers jobs open. Crazy. All right, man, before we get into fourth and one, I just want to ask you guys something. Was Brock Purdy one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year? More importantly, let me ask you this. Was he better than Sam Darnold? Was he better than Matthew Stafford? Was he better than C.J. Stroud? I'm just throwing it out there. Guys, I'm willing to tell you that Aaron Rodgers was better than Brock Purdy this year. And this was a contract year. Now, not all his fault. He didn't have Christian McCaffrey, and we know the injuries, and Debo, and Ayuk, blah, blah, blah. But, Mike, I cannot pay Brock Purdy what is being reported, which gets us to our fourth and one.
It's time for fourth and one on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, Mike, are we just going to get to a point where we go, that's the going rate, and we just kind of shake it off? $60 million, is what, regardless of how good you are?
Well, it all goes back to how do you fit the Shanahan system? Is Shanahan going to say to John Lynch, look, I don't want to have to go through the process of breaking in another quarterback. I think we've got a good thing going here. I think this year was like the outlier was the injuries killed us. Losing McCaffrey and everything else that happened at wide receiver. You know, they had some problems. I went back and looked at it. Brock Purdy is 10th in the league in passing yards, but as far as touchdowns, not even close. If you go back for a correlation type statistic year, Brock Purdy this year had almost identical numbers to Matt Ryan's last year with the Falcons in 2021. Mm. Identical with 20 touchdowns and 12 picks, and had a few more. Matt had a few more passing yards. So it really comes to me. This is about Shanahan. He'll dictate where the 49ers go with this.
So, but wasn't Matt in decline at that point?
Yes. I think we saw it. Brock Purdy is 15th in touchdowns in the league. Caleb Williams and him both had 20 touchdowns this year. Put that in perspective.
Okay.
Stafford had only the Rams, because of all the injuries of the wide receiver with Puka Nacua, he only had 20 touchdowns this year as well.
Yes. And here's the deal. When I watch Matthew Stafford, I am never fearful that he's going to blow the game. I'm a little nervous still when I watch Brock Purdy. And Mike has said this to me. Look, right, from day one, I was not convinced that Brock Purdy was—he's a serviceable guy. Don't get me wrong, but I wasn't—I wasn't under the assumption that he was going to be a difference maker. And then, you know, he gets hurt in the playoff game a few years ago, and everybody says, "Man, look what they were without him." Okay, And then I realized, like, this season where these injuries happen, you know, again, think about Joe Burrow, man. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, I have no issues paying Joe Burrow what he's getting paid because, Mike, dude had no defense. And for half the year, you know, they couldn't protect him. And Joe Burrow didn't give a damn.
He's a rock star.
He is. And so for Purdy to say, or at least his representation, that, you know, maybe we're looking at $55 or $60 million, that's Dak money. And I'm not telling you Dak's deserving, but the fact is Dak put himself in position to be paid that. I just have a big problem if that happens because, Mike, you talk about resetting the market. You're going to have what we have in the NBA. Average guys making $30 million in the NBA, not hardly playing. That's a lot of what's going on right now in the NBA. And you can't have that at that position, Mike, in the NFL.
No, I mean, look, the two highest paid guys of the top five, you know, Dak Prescott and Trevor Lawrence, they played 18 games combined. You know, Trevor Lawrence was banged up for much of the season for Jacksonville. Do you consider Trevor Lawrence elite? We thought Peterson would get him on track. Didn't happen.
Nope.
You know, there's rumors now Brian Schottenheimer, the OC the last few years, is going to be the new Cowboys head coach. You got to be kidding me. So, you know, you got to have the right guy. Shanahan, I think, could make anybody look good, to your point. So if you're John Lynch and you feel I'm willing to go to the, you know, pull it off the tree, or unless you want to get it out of the barrel in free agency, it might be the happy medium, but you got to find a number that's, to your point, not top 10, and see how Brock Purdy's agent feels about that. Is Mr. Irrelevant, with his 20 touchdowns and 12 picks, worth the kind of money that you're talking about?
Yeah, and remember, here's the thing about Trey Lance. He wasn't any good. They realized that early on. They traded him. Cowboys didn't even play him, guys. When they had an opportunity, when they could, he could have came into the game here in Atlanta. He didn't. He's not any good. So that is what we realize now. And obviously Shanahan saw that really early and was like, okay. And then Purdy was good enough to take them where they went. But this is one of the big offseason questions we're going to be following when we talk about, you know, quarterbacks getting paid. Hey, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com as we go around the league. And this hour, of course, is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Hey, can we play a couple of these Jeff Ulbrich cuts? This is stuff that he said in the past. We just kind of want to give you some context here as we talk about Jeff and being our new defensive coordinator. He was asked about, you know, Raheem Morris. This is going back, Mike, to 2020, okay? And we talked about their relationship, but he was endorsing Raheem way back then as the Falcons head coach.
I wanted to, this might be my last opportunity with you guys, just give my endorsement of Raheem Morris just as a head coach, whether it's here or somewhere else. Like in this day and age, this current player, this current culture in the NFL, like there's not a better candidate in my opinion. He is like, you have to have the ability to relate to the current player. You have to have the ability to create an environment for the current player that is football's not played the same way. And he's one of those rare guys that has that ability to create the environment that's necessary.
Okay, so that was him.
They're best friends. They're boys, Carl.
Before, and that's, again, that was 2020, all right? We wanted to go back to say, hey, what has he said in the past? And more importantly, he knows some of the personnel here. Listen to what he said about A.J. Terrell. This is our new defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich. This is 3 years ago. Listen to this.
He's played way better than the typical rookie corner. He's played way better than, I would say, the majority of corners in this league. You know, so it's just such a bright spot going forward into what he will become.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So he's familiar with AJ. Obviously, the endorsement of Raheem. And by the way, he wasn't the only coach saying that. A lot of coaches felt that way. He goes to L.A., wins the Super Bowl, and ultimately gets his shot here. But a lot of coaches have given him an endorsement. One other thing from Jeff Olbrich. It's our NFL, as we talk about the NFL, should I say, in fourth and one segment. Jeff was talking about what they had to do to get better on defense. Mike, this is going back a few years when we weren't really good. And he was here before, you know, they changed the staff and obviously brought in Arthur Smith.
When that plan isn't quite working out the way you anticipated, it's hard sometimes to change course, you know, and because you feel like at times you're almost you're compromising the vision, you're compromising the principles, you know, and I felt like as the year evolved that we evolved in that way where we didn't compromise our principles, but we did evolve as a defense and found, I think, better ways to utilize the guys that were out there playing for us.
The only reason we're playing this stuff is if you hadn't heard him or you're unfamiliar with him, and most Falcon fans are because he was here, he knows the bill.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.